A vicious fight over a man.
She came out and she, you know, swung on me.
She had a key in her hand and she stabbed me in my head. Two big rocks came through my window. My daughter swallowed a piece of glass and she had to get stitches in her leg.
He's the father of their children.
How old's your daughter?
She's a year.
How old is your child?
He's one.
Doesn't that tell you something? I'm not real good in math.
But is he worth it?
He's no good, Your Honor. He's a zero.
Where is Lydell?
In jail.
He's in jail.
Judge Judy.
He's stupid.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old nurse's assistant, Jamaica Gray, is suing her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, 19-year-old customer service rep, Marquita Tony, for an assault and for vandalizing her car. Marquita is countersuing for damages to her vehicle.
Order, all rise. Quiet in the courtroom, please. Your Honor, this is case number 451 on the calendar in the matter of Gray versus Tony. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ladies, have seats, please.
Miss Gray, you and the defendant know each other because each of you has a child fathered by the same man.
Yes.
And the man's name is Lydell?
Yes.
It is your claim that the defendant came to your home?
Yes.
Damaged your property, and more importantly, assaulted you over what she believed to be damage that you did to her car?
Yes.
Defendant says that you were actually the aggressor, and she is countersuing for damage to her car and some other stuff. When did this happen?
December the 17th.
And tell me about that day, because the day started out, according to your complaint, something about Lydell.
Yes. It all started when he came to my home and tried to get in. This was after, the day before that, he came to my house and he punched me.
So on the 16th of December, he came
right
to your house?
The 16th of December is when he took my check, he stole my car, and he punched me. Okay, I called the police. So the next day, he called first, and he told me where I can go pick my car up from. That night, he came to my house, and I knew he had warrants. He came to my door first, and I told him about he was trying to get a toothbrush and was saying, let him in, and was telling me how he didn't care about her.
Didn't care about Miss Tony?
Yes. I called 911, you know, was telling them that he was outside of my house and to come. But he saw me on the phone, so he left. They didn't get him in. He came back, and I called.
The same day, the 17th?
Yes, the same day. He came back, talking about, let me in, I don't care about her, you know, just going on and on. So I'm like, I'm not letting you in. That's when he went back. He like, if I cared about her, why would I do this? Started letting the air out the tires. I'm like.
Letting the air out of the tires of the car that he had drove in?
Yes,
with?
And I have on this tape as to where I told the police that he called, I mean, he is at my house in her car. And it's, I got the police reports too, as to what car, and I gave them her license plate numbers.
So he let the air out of her tires?
Yes. The police got him the second time he came.
Okay, did he do any other damage to her car?
I only saw him letting out the air.
All right, so now Lydell is taken away by the police and her car is where, at your house?
In the parking lot, and the building manager had the car towed because it was a vehicle of a person that didn't live there. He left about 15, 20 minutes later, she pounded on my door. She either hit it or she kicked it. I don't know what she did. It was his mother and her.
Lydell's mother?
Yes.
And what happened when they came to your house?
I opened the door. She had a key in her hand and she stabbed me in my head and I got the pictures.
Yes.
Then we started fighting. Then the next day, she pulled up in my parking lot. I didn't see her pull up. Two big rocks came through my window. I called the police. When I looked outside, I saw her in the passenger seat. I didn't see the damage to my car right then because my daughter got hurt. In the midst of all of this, she swallowed a piece of glass and she had to get stitches in her leg.
She swallowed glass from what?
She was sitting in the middle of the floor when the rocks came through the window. So I don't know if she had her mouth open, you know, once the glass shattered or what.
How old's your daughter?
She's a year.
That's Lydell's child?
Yes.
So you took her to the hospital?
Yes, I took her to the hospital.
She okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
What happened next?
When I came back, that's when I saw my car, because my aunt met me up there, but she came to my house first. She said, did you see what they done to your car? I'm like, nah. And then it was a bat left in the car with names all carved in it.
A bat left in whose car?
Mine. What they used to bust out all of my car windows.
So that's the damage that was done to your car?
Yes.
All the car windows were busted out.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'd like to see the photographs, please. And then I'd like to listen to the tape. Now I'd like to listen to the tape.
Is this Euclid Police Department going?
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Jamaica Gray. She just called and said that her baby father was at the door. He got 3 warrants out. The police wouldn't come while he was at the door knocking, trying to get in.
Well, the police are on the way. They'll be there shortly, ma'am.
I'm just saying, if you guys could have came, you could have got him.
And they'll be there, ma'am. They'll be there. They're on the way. We talk to the police officers when they get there. If he's got 3 warrants, we want to know about it.
They know. They're the one who put the warrants out on him.
Well, then we'll figure out who he is and where he's at. Did he walk away? Did he drive away?
He drove away.
What kind of car?
A black Honda.
A black Honda. So he just drove off which way?
19200.
I don't know which way he's on. He was in.
Tell him who car he was in.
He was in Marquette Tony's car.
All right, Miss Tony. Now I'll hear from you.
Okay. On the 17th, me and Lydell were at his mother's house. And he said, you know, Marquetta, let me use your car to go get my clothes from over her house. And I said, fine, go ahead. 3 hours later, my mother called over to Lydell's mother's house and he was like, your boyfriend's been arrested, you know, go get your car. Me and his mother went to the police station. They gave me the keys to my car and told me where the car could be picked up at. And when I got there, the keys, you know, the hood of the car was keyed, and the tires were on all 4 flats. I went to her house, knocked on the door, and his mother followed me and dragged me back outside and said, get in the car. She came outside.
She lied. Well, just a second. Don't interrupt. Where did you go when you went up to her house?
I knocked on the door.
What did you knock at her door for?
Because I wanted to know, why did she do that to my car?
Okay.
I'm halfway to the car, and she comes out, you know, talking about, don't ever be banging on my door like that or whatever. And she came out, and she, you know, swung on me or whatever. We started fighting, and, you know, his mother was trying to break it up. And when it was all broke up, his mother took her back into the house. And she came back out, and we went to the police station. And I told the officer, you know, what was done to my car. You know, she was like, well, when did all this happen? Because when I left the car was fine.
No, when you gave it to Lydell, the car was fine.
No. The car, because they seen the car in the parking lot, because he told them, you know, this is my girlfriend's car, you know, y'all have to do something with it.
Don't tell me what he told the police. And, the last time you saw the car was when you gave, before you went to the house to pick it up, was when you gave it to Lydell.
Right. And when I went to the police station, she said the car was fine. She told me.
Don't tell me what anybody said.
It's written down in here.
Listen to me. Don't tell me what anybody else said. I'm going to look at the police reports.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is why you went up to her house.
Because I knew she had did that to my car.
So, you were angry.
Yes, I was.
When you're angry, why do you go up to her house? Why don't you just go back to the police? Say she vandalized my car.
Anger. I mean, it was just so struck. Because, I mean, we've been dealing with this since for about 4 years.
How old is your child with her?
He's 1.
He's 1, and her child is 1. You only have 1 child with Lydell?
No, I have 1 that's here and 1 on the way.
Well, you only have 1 right now with Lydell.
Right.
And they're both 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that tell you something? I'm not real good in math.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have another one coming with Lydell.
Right.
Where is Lydell?
In jail.
He's in jail.
Because of what he did to me.
Another testament to your good judgment. Both of your judgments. But you have a continuing problem with judgment. And then what happened? During the course of this fight, you stabbed her in the head with a key.
Yes, because the keys were in my hand, because I was
going to... She pulled the keys out of her pocket.
Listen to me. Don't interrupt her. During the course of this fight, you stabbed her in the head with a key.
Yeah, because when I hit her, I guess the keys hit her, too. Because the keys were in my hand, because I was going to my car.
I guess. All right, so now you went home with Lydell's mother.
No, we didn't go back home.
Where did you go? You went
to the
police station. That's where you should have gone to begin with. Then what happened?
Then the next day, me and my mother received a phone call from the officer saying, you know, that it was a brick thrown through her window. You know, I'm like, I didn't know anything about that because I was at work. And I have the times here that says that I was at work.
What time was the brick thrown through your window?
It was about 7:30, and she did...
Shh! Just answer my questions.
7:30.
7:30 the evening of the 17th
yes.
or the 18th?
I believe it was the 17th.
The same day that all this happened?
No,
or the next
it was the next day.
So it happened on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me see the proof that you were at work on that day.
She wasn't at work because she called. That's a lie. All of that's a lie.
This doesn't help me, madam. The brick incident happened on the 18th.
No.
Yeah, that's what she said.
No, the brick, see,
the brick happened on the 18th. The next day after she came and stabbed me in the head.
Right. Now, you have the police report on the brick incident?
Yes.
Let me see it.
It's this one right here.
Mm-hmm. Date of the incident happened on 12/18. That's the date
the car.
No, the brick in the window.
The 17th was the day that I received a phone call for the broken window for the apartment. And both days, 17th and 18th, I was at work.
Show me.
Well, she called.
Show me where you received a call on the 17th for the broken window. Happened on the 17th. Date of the report is the 18th.
That's for the car, because I didn't call for my car until the next day.
Yeah, but it says here, Grace stated that yesterday she filed a report against Tony for throwing a rock through her front window. Yesterday, that would be the 17th.
Okay. Well, I saw her, regardless
of if... Just a second. Oh, there's no question in my mind she did it. There's no question in my mind she busted out the car windows. There's no question in my mind she and her buddy threw the bricks through your front window. No question in my mind she did that. The only problem with that is, I mean, other than the fact that it's really stupid.
I didn't do it. I was at work.
Yeah, sure.
And it shows the times and the dates.
Sure you did it.
So I can't be in two places at one time.
Sure you did it. Maybe you did it a half hour later, but you did it. And I have serious reservations as to whether Lydell was the one who keyed her car.
She saw him do it.
Really?
Yes.
Let me hear. Tell me your name.
My name is Yvette Duncan.
Ms. Duncan, plaintiff says that you saw Lydell key Ms. Tony's car.
Yes, I did.
Are you a neighbor?
No, I'm her aunt. And I am on the police 911 tape. I was calling from my house for Jamaica when Lydell was at her door.
Okay.
And he was on that wet stuff, and he's crazy. At that particular time, I got into my car, and I rode out to her home. Lydell was at her window when I got there. The police haven't even gotten there yet. I parked my car, I sat there, and I didn't want to get out and go in her house because I have a bad knee, and I didn't know what he would try, okay? And I didn't
want to
know.
So you sat outside in the car?
Yes. I seen one side of the car go down, then I seen the other side go down. And I'm saying to myself, what is he doing? He busting her tires. Then I seen him go around, and what he was doing going around it, I don't know. He went to the window. See, I don't care about that so-and-so. See, I don't care about her. Look what I just did to her car. Please let me in. I don't have nowhere to go. And within about 5 seconds later, the police pulled up and they got him.
But you saw him
yes.
let out the air.
Yes. I'm 36 years old, Your Honor. I have no reason to lie on these kids.
I believe you. She doesn't know whether Lydell, the defendant doesn't
and
know whether
I
Lydell
did or not. And I also seen her,
that was found
Your Honor,
her house.
Excuse me. Also, I seen her the night when they bust out my niece's window. I was on my way to pick up her baby because I was going to keep her for her all night to go to work. When I pulled up in the parking space, she don't even know me. She don't even know what kind of car. When I pulled up, I seen a blue Taurus zooming out the parking space. She was on the passenger side. She was
Taurus.
On the passenger side. And some other lady was driving. It was a blue Taurus about a 98.
It was pitch black outside.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something. I have to make a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question in my mind that you damaged her car, were at least involved in as either the accomplice or I don't know who threw the brick, either you or the driver of the car through her window. Her child was injured. There's no question in my mind that you went absolutely ballistic when you got to her house and saw your car. You ran up to her door, and there's no question in my mind that you stabbed her in the head with a key. There is no indication anywhere in the police reports that you were in any way injured. The only one who was injured was her, and you're going to pay. Now, lawsuit seeks $3,000, which is damage to property, which is the front window, lost wages, pain and suffering. Pain and suffering. The only thing you didn't mention in your complaint, which absolutely baffles me, is to me the most important thing that you told me today was that your baby was injured.
She sure was.
It's the only thing that's not here.
She had about
your
three
car
stitches.
Windows, the house windows, your car. The only thing that you don't talk about was the baby. You know, you got to get your priorities straight. Where did the baby have stitches?
In her leg. And he's no good, Your Honor.
Lydell?
No good. No good. No good, Your Honor. And her mom been telling
her. That's no revelation.
To stay away from him and just leave him alone. She can do better than that. He's a zero.
Okay.
That's what he is, and this is the truth. He's a zero. He's nothing. And it just hurts me for him.
Oh, I know. I'd love to hear her.
To have.
I'd love to hear her because I can sort of relax. I don't have to tell you. What?
And my sister been telling her over and over again to just leave him alone, so I think now she has woke up.
Did you wake up?
Yes, that's why he's in jail.
Is he in jail on your complaint?
Yes.
Yes, he is. And then think she gonna go out and work hard, and he come and take her money and stuff. That's not right. Who do he think he is? And her, she just as dumb as she can be to be pregnant again by a zero.
Well, that's my choice. Nobody.
Yeah, I know it's your choice, but with charity starts at home. When the source is no good, what you expect for the kids to be? Nothing.
Well. Thank you for taking over my job.
Thank you.
On your counterclaim, Ms. Tony, for damage to your car, I'm dismissing that complaint. I'm not satisfied that it wasn't Mr. Lydell.
It says in the report that it was her.
No.
The police wrote it down.
Come on,
she told the building manager.
Listen to me. If the police wrote it down, they would have arrested her.
They could, because there were no eyewitnesses.
What?
They see in the city of Cleveland, if there's no eyewitnesses, they can't arrest anyone.
Right, that's fine.
But
I'm telling
she told her building manager she did it, and it's in the report.
That's a lie. That's a lie. And
it's in the report.
She didn't do that.
It's in the report. It's in that report you have
like
there.
I would like to see what she's
come on now. You can call her.
Now, listen to me.
I ain't told her nothing.
Miss Gray.
It's in the report she has.
I want you to try to be a lady. You know, I want you to see your aunt. Do you see your aunt?
Yes.
Have you listened to her?
Mm.
Do you have to wait until you're her age in order to be a grown-up?
No.
Well, try being a grown-up. You made a baby. Mm-hmm. You made a baby. You're supposed to be a grown-up. She didn't admit to anything.
Do you mind as well? When she see her car, she's going to come beat me up. And the knife was found by the door.
And I didn't tell that woman that.
Just a second.
Hush.
Doesn't say she admitted doing...
But the knife was fine.
She doesn't say she admitted doing anything to your car. Nothing. In any event, I don't care about your car. All I care about is the brick you threw through the window.
I was at work.
You weren't at work.
Give me baloney.
You weren't at work. You were there. You were there. You threw the brick through her window. You had a friend do it. Whatever it is, you are absolutely responsible. And in addition to that, you're pregnant with Lydell's baby. He's now sitting in jail, and you are really mad. Really mad. So. I'll make you a little bit mad. A judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,000. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think she got what she deserved.
The knife was found in her home.
She's a very big liar.
She told her building manager she did it.
Nothing she said was the truth.
She called my mother-in-law and said that she did it.
Whatever.
He dogged her, he played her, took her money, did whatever, and, you know, he steals with me.
She's jealous of me. You see what I'm saying? I had him. I let her have him. You know what I'm saying? I had what she wanted.